The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to Jesus to listen. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have two of these three parables today. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and of course it's followed by the parable of the prodigal. But that's not what we're going to get next week, so we're going to talk about these two. The lost sheep. Now, I think I've told you this one before, but this is a news story. In Istanbul, Turkey, first one sheep jumped to its death. Then stunned Turkish shepherds who had left the herd to graze while they had breakfast watched as nearly 1,500 others followed, each leaping off the same cliff. Turkish media reported. In the end, 450 dead animals lay on top of one another in a billowy white pile. Those who jumped later were saved as the pile got higher and they were more cushioned. You can't make this stuff up. Sheep don't necessarily always wander off alone. And I don't think it's accidental that the Bible refers to people as sheep, as often as it does. But this morning, our gospel text talks about a lost sheep. Have you ever been lost or felt lost? I guess that could be a metaphorical or a geographical question. I remember being 4 years old and in my hometown grocery store with my mother. And I lost sight of her. And I think that's probably the first panic attack of recollection. I couldn't see my mother. And I remember how terrified I was. And of course, she was just around the corner. But the little four-year-old me was all tied up with fear and anxiety, because in that moment, I thought I'd probably never see my mom again. I'm lost. Okay, here's the bigger picture. My mom was just around the corner. My aunt worked at the store. This is a tiny town in North Dakota. Well, not tiny by North Dakota standards. There were maybe 1,000 people in the town. Every single person in that town knew my name and knew I belonged to my parents. I was never in any danger of not seeing my mother again. But that was the way my heart felt. I reflect on that experience as we look at this parable today. Because how many times in our lives do we think this problem is so big, it's overwhelming? Or how many times do we think nobody understands me, nobody gets me? You know, it's the beginning of the school year again. Will anybody sit with me at lunch? Students worry about that. I think maybe even teachers worry about that, right? Or how do I handle this issue or solve this problem? I'm all alone. I'm so lost. Even driving out at Lake Bracken, I'm still kind of a newbie here. So I was trying to find out where the Hendricks wedding was. And you know, it's kind of complicated out there if you don't know your way. But just like being a four-year-old kid in a hometown grocery store, none of us are lost, because Jesus knows everything. Jesus knows where you're at in life. Jesus knows your struggles, your lostness, your questions, your fears, your pains, your struggles. One of the things that Lutherans respond to evangelicals when they say, "Have you found Jesus?" Oh, we say two things. We say, one, "I didn't know he was lost." And we say, two, "No, he found me first." Sometimes we're all that lost sheep. But Jesus knows. And oh, to be carried home on the shoulders of the great shepherd. This morning, we remember that it's been 15 years since 9/11. This morning, Mike Davidson reminds us that there are hungry children all over the world. This morning, we have some yellow t-shirts in the congregation to remind us that when we go out there, we are the face of Christ. People are watching us. They want to know if Jesus' people are like the Jesus they've heard about. Sometimes we're more like him and sometimes we're less. But by the grace of God, we keep following. All of this to say, at the beginning of those two parables, the reason Jesus responded with those parables was because the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling. Because Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them. Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them. And to that I say, thank God. We are welcome in Jesus' eyes, Jesus' heart, Jesus' table. And it's a gift. Not because of what we've done, but because of the shepherd's love. The shepherd's love that goes out and seeks and searches and looks and finds and finally brings us home on his shoulders. The love of God that is so outrageous, so radical. You might notice that I don't preach a lot about hell, like other preachers sometimes do. And part of that is because we believe that God is Lord of all time and history, and that there's always hope. Because God wants all to be saved, all to come to him. And I remember challenging myself once. I was asked to do a funeral for a young man who had committed suicide. And his parents weren't members of the church. He wasn't a member of the church. But they were friends of somebody in the church who thought, well, maybe she'll do it. And I preached on the lost sheep. Because in the end, I envision that someone who is so terribly hurt that they would do something so terrible would be exactly the kind of soul that Jesus would rush out to. Put on his shoulders and carry home. None of us knows in the end, but we do know the Jesus that is that gracious. We are God's people in the world. May the God of all hope give us the passion and compassion of the great shepherd who seeks out the lost, who seeks out those who are hungry for something more. I just looked at a statistic this week, not this week, a couple weeks, I've known it for a little while, but between 63% and 64% of Knox County residents are self-professed, not affiliated with any religion. Not affiliated with any religion. The shepherd's got work for us to do. May the peace of God that embraces you in that love give you the compassion and the passion to take Christ to our community, to our world that is so dearly in need of it. In Jesus' name, amen.